Glasgow hotel stabber very hungry Sudanese man. Migrants unhappy with culturally inappropriate meals. By Jack Montgomery on June 27, 2020. The suspect in a stabbing spree in Glasgow, Scotland, was a Sudanese man who had complained of being very hungry at the hotel which was housing him and other asylum seekers during the coronavirus lockdown. The attacker was a Sudanese asylum seeker and he'd been telling his friends that he was very hungry in the hotel. In the past few days he was threatening people, and it was reported to the staff the day before, said Kurdish Community Scotland activist Akhozadeh in comments to The Telegraph. These people had been living in their houses but were moved into hotels during the pandemic, Zadeh explained, with their houses being a reference to taxpayer-funded accommodation the asylum seekers had been inhabiting prior to the lockdown, not their own private property. Their money for buying food and essentials was stopped and, instead, they were fed three times a day but people were complaining at getting the same spaghetti and macaroni cheese all the time. It wasn't culturally appropriate for them, Zadeh said of the migrants, who supposedly came to Britain because they were in deadly peril in their homelands. The activists said that it was completely humiliating for migrants in Glasgow to have their money taken away from them after they were moved into hotels, which according to the left-wing Guardian provided three meals a day, basic toiletries and a laundry service as well as Wi-Fi, and very damaging for their mental health. Zadeh also said that sitting in a hotel for 3 months was a big issue for the migrants, who said it was like being in prison. Britain's citizens and legal residents have also been subject to lockdown. Of course, with elderly people and others considered vulnerable to the Chinese virus being expected to shield themselves at home with very limited contact with the outside world, and without the benefit of free meals, toiletries, laundry services, and internet access. Police Scotland have said they do not believe the Glasgow stabbings were terror-related. Yet sources have told The Telegraph that they are investigating whether it was inspired by another stabbing spree in Reading, England, which has been declared a terrorist incident. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.